You're listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum from humanmedia.org.
There are all kinds of studies which indicate that people who have been caught in tornadoes, who have been caught in major fires, where the community, the small town, all banded together and worked for the common good, report that as the best times of their lives. It's called esprit. Soldiers and sailors and firemen and policemen have esprit. They are afraid of the same thing and they are fighting the same thing. They have a similar problem, an identical problem. Well, that's what we do. We have cancer patients. They are fighting the same disease. And I don't care if it's colon cancer or lung cancer or lymphoma. They are fighting the same disease. And seeing that they are together, that they are not alone, is an enormous catalyst for change in one's life.
So the aloneness is really a critical factor in sapping people's hope.
Aloneness is a critical factor as a very depressing emotion. Don't forget, you bring to the cancer all the unpleasant emotions that existed prior to the onset of the disease. But now the disease has its own unpleasant emotions. Fear of death, fear of pain, fear of the fact that you are going to be a burden on your family, fear of the fact that you are not going to be able to act in the way that you acted before. Now, here's the interesting part of that. They're all very appropriate. I mean, to fear pain is appropriate. I mean, and there's not much that one can do to counteract that. What are you going to do? Say, you will never have any pain and you will definitely not die from this disease? Who would say that? But there are others. First of all, the fear of death is exacerbated by the myth that cancer always means death. So you got to get rid of that one. Because that there's no hope. So you have to get rid of that one. You have to become aware that there is hope. And the fear of loneliness, of being alone. You don't have to be alone. I mean, if you don't have any friends, then you have to be alone. But as a matter of fact, if you don't have any friends and you come to the wellness community, you're no longer alone. But there are fears about which you can do something, and there are fears about which there isn't much you can do. But you can learn that the fears are not always facts. The anxiety of dread is a good word. Dread is the word. Fear of an unpleasant thing that's going to happen in the future. Well, it's important to know that it's not a certainty that you are not going to necessarily die from this disease. It's important to know that you are not going to necessarily have a lot of pain associated with this disease, and that the pain is or is not bearable. Look, education in this area can be extremely important to some people. To others, not at all. Some people don't want to be involved in this fight for recovery. And I would understand that. And if they say, I don't want to be a part of the team fighting for my recovery, I would say, I support you. Do that which you think is appropriate. We at the wellness community consider ourselves to be like a water fountain. As you pass a water fountain, you make the decision as to whether or not you want to drink water. And you stop, and the water is available for you. We are like that. We are here. If you think that we can be helpful, if the cancer patient thinks that we can be helpful, we are here.
What is it that the doctors hope you can provide to these patients that the doctors themselves can't?
Well, I can only answer that question by telling you what many physicians have said to me is that we, the wellness community, are providing for cancer patients the psychosocial support of cancer patients that they would like to support if they had, they would like to provide if they had the time. We provide them, and the facilities. We provide them with other cancer patients with whom they can form an extended family, an additional support team. We provide them with psychotherapists. We provide them with education. We provide them with education from oncologists, psychologists, psychotherapists, lawyers who talk about matters of cancer patients are involved with, insurance people and accountants and so forth. We provide them with many social occasions where they can be with other people and forget the illness for a while. You ought to see some of our parties. Come see a party of cancer patients and you'll see what it's like. Big party.
Tell me what that's like.
The parties that we give at the wellness community are just like all other parties that you've ever been into, except there's more laughter and there's no booze. You can't tell. Occasionally you'll see somebody in there dragging around an oxygen tank, but and there will be people sitting around. But you wouldn't be able to tell that this is a party of people who have cancer and their families. You just wouldn't be able to tell. You see, when you have an esprit, most people in the world have never been in the Army or the Navy or a policeman, and they really don't know what community is. They really don't know what having something so in common with other people that forms a bond, a very strong bond between those people, which leads to laughter and tears and sharing and love and affection. And you will give up some of the usual critical factors that you have in your life about other people when you are so involved with them, when you hope for the best for them and you know that they are hoping for the best for you. Everything changes. Relationships change. And laughter emerges from that.
Giving up those critical thoughts, that can be very hard. Especially at a time when you're down in the dumps, it's very easy to get into a very negative flow of thinking.
It's not very hard at all. It's very hard if you are alone. It's not hard at all when you are with other people who are facing the same illness. It's very hard to talk to your family about cancer, and you can get angry with them. And they get angry with you. Because they can't do enough for you. They really can't do enough for you. It's like sometimes your physician can't do enough for you. I mean, if your disease is going downward, there's not much that the medical profession or the psychosocial profession or anybody can do for you. And then you get mad. And then you get angry. But if you are with other cancer patients who are fighting the same fight, it's not hard to give up the critical aspects of the inner relationships at all.
You've been listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum. I'm David Freudberg. For more information and to learn about Walking Through the Storm, our radio documentary project for cancer survivors, please go to humanmedia.org. Thank you for listening.